I'm going to call to order the, if you would give us the invocation, please.
Dear God, I thank you for this meeting today. Father, I thank you for all those who have come to this meeting to listen, to be about the business of our nation, Lord. I ask your guidance in all we do, and I thank you for all the blessings of life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Johnny Green.
Present.
Joyce Steer.
Present.
Dodi Barnett.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
Madam Chair, you got 5 present and 0 absent.
5 present, 0 absent. Constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. First is the approval of the minutes for January the 16th.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes with any corrections.
Motion made by Representative Jennings for approval of the minutes with any corrections. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. Roll call, please.
Dodi Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. The minutes are approved with any corrections. And to the order of business, TR 17-017, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of understanding and memorandum of agreement between the Muscogee Creek Nation Tribal Education Department's National Assembly and Bristow Public Schools for the purpose of the Native Youth Community Project Grant. Sponsor is Representative Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
It's my understanding that Ms. Joetta is going to speak to this.
Mm. Yes. This was a grant we had already previously drafted legislation for, I believe it was last spring. We have received that grant. Unfortunately, it was 2 pieces of legislation. One was that was supposed to come over back then. One was to execute, one was to apply for the grant. The reason we need the approval is we're needing MOUs with school districts, so that's a local government, so government to government, that would need to be approved by council. But somehow, we never did get that signed, the original MOUs with, I think right now we're only working with Bristow, but the goal, I think, is to work with some other local districts in the area. So this is just, we've already, like I said, already received the grant, but we need to go back and we can't really get the funds until we get this grant in place with the school district. So this is just kind of, we're having to back up a little bit and get this MOUs with the school district signed. So there's no other waivers. It's just a government to government in order to work with the Native Youth Community Project Grant that has been worked on by our Employment and Training, I believe, program. So, okay. Any other questions?
Any questions? Thank you, Joetta. No questions? Roll call vote, please.
Dodi Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 17-007, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the American Legion Post 21 of Shakota, Oklahoma. It's postponed on January the 16th. Sponsor is Representative Proctor.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. A discussion?
I'm to go to American Legion.
Mr. Post Field?
Yes, I am.
You can speak.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yes, we had a tornado, the tornado come through here with American Legion, and we had to spend quite a bit of my money on the roof and trying to, and it leaked in there quite a bit, and we certainly got refurbished the whole building, so we would like to have a donation from your Creek Nation Indians, if you would. I am a Creek citizen. I don't know if it matters, but we got a few Crab Creek members that do, and we talked to the chief about it a couple months ago, and I talked to Daryl Proctor, and like I said, I go to meetings, Creek Nation meetings quite a bit, and we just need a little help. Central Electric gave us $5,000, and I don't know if y'all need that or whatever you offer to give us, we'll take it. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
It said that the damage was due to a tornado.
Yes, yeah, like tornado come across, took the roof off, and yes, it done several damage to it into the building, like messed up lights, and messed the ceiling tile up, and just a whole lot of different little odd end stuff. But like you said, you start putting stuff in, putting it back, it's cost. The budget we have, we don't have a whole lot of young members involved. We mostly got older men. So we're trying to, I am the youngest. and I'm the chief, too. I'm the captain, really. And we try to, most of them we have to do that hire out. Okay. To get it done, yes.
So did you have insurance on the building? Were there any
We had one thing we could carry on the building because the building is so old, it would be a liability. We can't cover food, can't take full coverage on the building because we can't afford it. Okay. And the building's over 100 years old, so, that insurance company is just not going to do that.
Okay. Right. That was my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more questions?
Stop. Thank you, Madam Chair. It says it takes 15,000 to 20,000 to get it back to where it needs to be.
It'd be nice, yes.
And you said
Central Electric gave us
$5,000.
Yeah, but that's just.
Have you had any other donations?
No, we haven't really had a whole lot of donations. No.
So that's all you got right now.
That's all we got. Yes, $5,000. Yeah, we're trying to, and like I said, it's been tough. But when you all want to do it, all the work is kind of rough.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
No,
I told them I was they're the brains and I'm the legs.
Okay. Thank you. There are no more questions. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for funding source. Thank you for coming. It'll be sent to BF&J, and they'll get the funding source, and then it will be presented during our monthly meeting.
So it'll be next month?
Pardon?
It'll be next month? Or
no, it'll be the 25th.
Okay. 25th. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
They don't find me.
Pardon?
You have
yes.
Okay.
Or you can be here at the meeting.
The 25th of this month?
Yes.
I'll be here.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. At noon?
No, it starts at 10.
10.
It's a Saturday.
I'm about to put another taxi on.
Thank you.
Next is NCA 17-013, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation of funds for furniture, fixtures, and equipment for the reintegration facility currently under construction in Henrietta, Oklahoma. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. In discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the HEPB Committee, National Council. This is basically to buy the equipment, furniture, and fixtures for the new reintegration facility at there in Henrietta. It's the admin building and also the housing units to provide beds and linens and dressers, nightstands, those and office furniture and equipment.
Is there any questions?
I do. Mr. Fisher, are there other bids? I know you got these quotes from these ones here, but are there other bids that were out there on these?
There was another bid, but it was higher.
Could we have a copy of that?
Do you have a copy of that bid?
I mean, there's, say, Neal's and then Murphy's and all the bids.
L&M out of Tulsa was our other office furniture bid.
Okay. So you need three, right?
Yes, sir. And then we sent out one to a company in Stillwater and one in Long.
I mean, you don't have to have them today, but I mean before.
Yes, we do provide that for you.
For all the bids that went out.
Okay.
Not just the furniture, but say the Murphy's, the sanitation supply, whatever.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is that all? Any more questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent through VFNJ funding source.
Thank you.
Thank you. NCA 17-014. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of funds from the United States Department of Education Tribal Education Department's National Assembly Grant for the Native Youth Community Project. Our sponsor is Representative Barnett.
Motion do pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
Yes, ma'am. This is the companion bill for the TR 17-017, and if there are any questions regarding that, Ms. Joetta would be most happy to answer them.
Any questions? Not. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. NCA 17-015, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of grant funds awarded by the United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development 2015 Rural Business Development Grant for the benefit of the Muscogee Creek Nation Reintegration Program Seeds of Knowledge Project. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion do pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. And discussion?
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Fish and Ms. Tanya Scott.
Blancett.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Ms. Tanya Blancett will be answering questions regarding this legislation.
Okay, so this this grant is from the USDA office. It is for rural development, and the purpose of it is to bring in 45 Creek citizens, or to provide the opportunity to 45 Creek citizens in a greenhouse environment. So, as you can see on the budget items, it's mostly for the most of the expenses go for a newly constructed greenhouse and all of the necessary equipment. And it will be built there at the reintegration facilities. And you guys are all familiar with the new facilities where the clients are going to stay, the residential facility. So it's just a short walk from there, so the clients can walk to the greenhouses. And they will be learning skills. A lot of the clients, because of their felony conviction, they have a hard time finding jobs. And this will provide them an opportunity to learn the skills in which they could do horticulture type jobs. And it also promotes education and learning in which other citizens, this is not limited only to reintegration clients, it also focuses on women, on like single mothers or women owned businesses, home owned businesses. So for example, if if anyone wanted to come and participate, that'd be the clients or women or and others. It's not closed to others than that. But they could come to the greenhouse and learn how to do seed germination, how to properly take bare root trees that you order and they're maybe 12 inches long, to pot them, grow them a year, and then turn around and sell them at a 750% profit. So it's about job development and enabling people to create their own job or maybe go work in a nursery, work in a florist. So it's about job development in counties that need that job development boost, and for citizens coming out of prison that are having a hard time finding a job and giving them a new job skill. But basically, most of the funding from the grant is going to go for the construction of a greenhouse, the equipment necessary inside that greenhouse, and for contracting someone to come in and facilitate that program in workforce development and running a greenhouse for Tony.
I might also add, it's a collaboration between about four or five different departments: TANF, Employment Training, us, Muskogee Loan Fund, and
TANF, Muskogee Loan Fund, Employment and Training. Also, Carly Hotfield with the Agriculture and Natural Resources. She's going to facilitate with Tony and help them find that person to contract with, and then after their contract is out, she's going to work with Tony to make the best use of the greenhouse and to keep it going. You have any questions about anything?
Do you have any questions?
Yes. So is this the same grant that the Morse community applied for?
I believe that, okay, so there is a history with this grant. It was written, I believe, in 2015. And the way that it was written, this grant is scored by the USDA on the contribution, cash contribution and in-kind contribution. So originally this grant, because it's already been awarded to us, originally the grant included over $100,000 in cash, which was never approved by council. And so in order to enable this grant, also the person that wrote the grant was also written into it to receive benefit from it three different ways, kind of like triple dipping. And so in order to eliminate that risk, we really can't give the grant back to the USDA because that's negative impact. It would hamper our ability to receive grants in the future if we gave it back. They would rather us change it slightly within the same scope of creating jobs, using the same equipment. And Tony has always wanted a greenhouse there at the reintegration program for his clients. Horticulture therapy is also very good for people, especially if they come out of prison with PTSD. And so we just slightly modified this grant to stay within the same scope, and we removed the cash contribution and just put in-kind. And all of the in-kind that are listed are all of the same services that any Creek citizen would receive if they qualified for a program. So like the benefits from TANF, Employment and Training, and the Muskogee Loan Fund that are listed, those are the same benefits that any citizen could go through, except for the reintegration program, if someone wants to come and participate, but they don't have a ride, you know, from Henrietta to the tribe to go to TANF and fill out the paperwork, well then Tony has transportation, a van driver there that can facilitate that and help people. So it's a real collaboration between services and programs, and it provides a very unique opportunity for some job skills that people could literally do in their backyard. And also for people that don't really have a backyard or any space at all, we already have a verbal contribution from the mayor of Henrietta for some land in town. So, and you know, there's always empty lots available. So we've really searched for ways to make this possible for anyone interested in pursuing this type of career.
Thank you.
Was that a butterfly, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they also applied for that seed grant too, and okay. I don't think they received it, but they do have a greenhouse and stuff in the works out there.
Ms. Topal, you have a comment on that?
Yes, this wasn't directly. They did apply for a different CEES program, but this was applied for originally through our Muskogee Loan Fund prior to even that when we okay. received it. So okay. that's what
was. I think this one went. It was originally meant to go to Hannah. Okay. Hannah Community.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. NCA 17-016, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation establishing the Muskogee Creek Nation Scholarship Pageant Committee Revolving Fund for various fundraising activities. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Jennings. Second.
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Discussion.
Thank you. Ms. Killian, Ms. Beaver, gentlemen.
You know, we already have a pageant fund account, and this is going to just help us have a supplement to our pageant fund. Just basically working on our same goals in place for our pageant. You know, we're going every year. We want to expand and do a little bit more activities where our fundraising funds could go into our revolving account. Looking at doing programs this year, but having the girls, they want to be selling ads, things of that nature, to try to get more funds in our account.
Any questions?
Do you get a lot of participation on your committee?
Yeah, we have a standing core committee of 18 members. And we meet on the second Tuesday of each month. Actively every month, we probably have about 12 to 14 members present.
Thank you.
Any more questions?
Yes. Thank you. So you mentioned ads. Will that be a required part of future contestants' participation? Is selling ads in order to amass points towards their scores?
We don't think we thought that far into our ad, but it would just be an opportunity to get funds, just seen as like one of some of our fundraising activities.
Okay. But I was just curious because some pageants require participants to sell ads to their events.
I have not put that in there as of this time.
Ideally, I would say no, because it kind of, and the young ladies are already doing a lot of work and requirements to get just to our get through the application. Just ideally, I would say no. But if they wanted to, it'd be just an opportunity, because our program books, you know, if you guys, you know, come to our pageant and you see how nice our program books, and we just give those out to the public, but no cost, but just reflected back on our program books, they're just really nice, and you know, we could just do a lot more with them. And we run out within the first 10 minutes of our doors opening, so we just going to use that as one of our keys just to have a fundraising with our program books.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any questions? Not roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
And other business?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move to add TR 17020 to the agenda.
Motion by Ms. Dare to add TR 17-020 0 to the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote. Roll call, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. TR 17020 is added to the agenda. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Secretary of Health to execute a pharmacy participation agreement with Prime Therapeutics, LLC. Sponsors, Representative Deere.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Mr. Deere for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion? Yes.
I just wanted to let the committee know that the title needs to be changed, and I can do that. I can just see a scribble though. It says authorizing the Secretary of Health. It should be authorizing the Principal Chief.
Okay.
And we're dealing with the waiver of sovereign immunity.
Okay. Any questions? Mr. Terry?
Yes.
You got this with that?
Yes, please.
It's pretty much a standard contract with pharmacy benefit manager, Prime Therapeutics, for those of you that may or may not know, like Blue Cross and Blue Shield nationally uses Prime Therapeutics. This is something that we would engage in. I think the reason that it has to come to this level for renewal is that the laws are governed by Minnesota, and so I think there would have to be a waiver in there is why it's come to here. This contract represents about $1.2 million of revenue a year. As of right now, we're being paid, but technically we are out of network. So they threatened to cut us off if we don't have a renewal soon. But as of right now, we're still operating. So we got the renewal in December, and we've been working it through. So.
Are there any questions? No questions? Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can you talk about when you'll receive that legislation? That change?
I don't have, Speaker Tiger, I do not have our intake form with me. I was not the attorney assigned on this, so I don't know. But I can get that information to you.
If it's an email from this house, suppose it came in 13 days past the due date, that's why it's in other bidders.
Okay.
So, check my form, please.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Is this something, because of the time frame that you, I think this is a renewal, if we see this renewing again in the future, maybe we want to put in the language where it can be signed after review by the Attorney General's office rather than coming through council again. But I don't know, Mr. Perry, if that's something that, do you see this as something that the Department of Health is going to probably be renewing again?
Well, yeah, these are pretty much standard types of agreements that you see often.
Mm-hmm.
So it should probably be standard language in the agreement that we ask for. It was in kind of my initial 15 days of review. I looked at it, and this was sitting there, and I said, why isn't this signed? I don't know.
Okay.
And I said, how much does it represent? A million, two. We better get it on the agenda. So that was it. So I would agree. It's pretty much a standardized deal. So once you agree to the language, it should just be passed.
If someone make that amendment, that we add that section at the end, that language. So language where it would a renewal could be executed by the principal chief after it's been reviewed by the Attorney General's office, and it contains no additional waivers.
Okay. A renewal.
That's all I got, a renewal.
Ideally, I wouldn't like for us to lock ourselves into these things more than a year or two, because these rates change up and down, and I don't want us to get locked into lower rates. I want us to be able to go back to the table every year or so. So anything, and when you get a lot of these, you guys aren't going to want to see those renewals every year, I'm sure. But I think that would make it easy.
Repeat it for me, Joanna, please.
To amend it, to add for future agreements to be executed, renewal agreements to be executed after reviewed by the Attorney General's office with no additional waivers of sovereign immunity.
Get it from Alicia, do you have it all?
Yeah, this is on a lot of agreements that come through here, so I was just going to use that language.
Right, it's a little bit more.
Yeah. But just add that language. I mean, you can just say the renewal language.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been a lot of resolutions
got
that
it.
You guys have passed.
Well, someone want to make a motion to amend?
I want to make a motion to amend it to add the renewal language.
Motion by Representative to amend to add the renewal language to the legislation.
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. A roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That amendment passes. Back to the main motion. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Terry. All the other business, are there any announcements? I think the LNC meeting has been changed, yeah?
Yes, to Monday.
The next Monday.
And there is some legislation with a joint meeting with them that just came in.
That will be
us and LNC.
Next Monday. Joint meeting also.
Yeah, prior to.
Oh, okay. Yes,
the FJ has been moved to the 21st.
Prior to planning.
5:30. Tuesday, 21st, 5:30, I believe, is what Richard Ho said.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Where's this? The 20th? The LNC.
Right. Just prior to planning.
Yeah, BF&J.
BF&J is prior to planning. LNC will be the 20th. And then we're going to have a joint meeting prior to that.
Okay. We will have a joint meeting with LNC prior to LNC's meeting next Monday.
I'm working on the agenda.
Okay.
6.
Any more announcements? Not. And a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Motion by Representative Jennings for adjournment. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 2:35. I'll ask Representative Scott if he will give us a minute or two, please.